computing industry pioneer Chuck Thacker grabs the industry's top prize. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Chuck Thacker helped launch the personal computer industry at the famed Xerox Palo Alto Research Center. He's co-creator of the Alto personal computer and Ethernet networking. Plus, he worked on tablet computers at Microsoft in the early 1990s. Those achievements are what got him the Turing Award, which is computer science's version of the Nobel Prize. Thacker's Alto was widely considered the first, or at least among the very first, personal computers. The Alto featured a graphical user interface and a mouse, and greatly influenced Steve Jobs and Apple to create the first Macintosh computer. I asked Thacker whether he envisioned the near-ubiquitous PCs we have today when he set out to make the Alto.
We had a pretty good idea, and we understood Moore's Law very early. And so it was quite clear that these things that were really too expensive at the time for everybody to have one. They were like $12,000, and that doesn't count the infrastructure, the networking, and so on that surrounded them. We knew that that price would drop, and so it took a decade before the IBM PC was launched. But now, of course, everybody has computers.
Did it take longer to reach this stage of near ubiquity that we're at than you anticipated it would take, or is it about, you know, about right?
It's about right. The progression of people that use computers has been growing. I mean, it started out mostly with scientists and then business people and then scientists again, as computing spread to all scientific fields, pretty much. I mean, there's now computational biology and, you know, computational chemistry and computational this and that. So it was a relatively short step to everyone having them. And I think, of course, things like the World Wide Web made that much more urgent in a sense.
If you were good back then at predicting what personal computing would look like today, I'm wondering what you think today, what personal computing will look like 20 years from now.
That's actually a little bit harder because right now we're coming to a technical inflection point. Silicon is running out. It's not possible to use it to build faster computers. All you can do is build more of them on a single chip. And so a prediction is a little more difficult. I think devices will get smaller. We see this in the phone space. Those things will be more functional, but you know there will always be a place for a keyboard and a mouse and a display.
So you don't see that kind of desktop model just fading out.
No, no.
Why do you think that?
Because it does what people want. I mean, people want to select things with a mouse on a screen, just as we did in the 70s. There are other forms of interaction that might work a little bit better. But in fact, one of the things that we learned at Park is that for the kind of tasks that the mouse is good for, you cannot do any better. The mouse is as good as it gets.
Chuck Thacker is winner of the Turing Award, which is the highest honor in computer science. Right now, he works for Microsoft Research.